Today is the 14th day of the Wright State faculty strike, and while negotiations resumed over the weekend between the administration and the union, no agreement was reached. So this afternoon, union members returned to the picket lines, and as WISO's April Leslie reports, students and community members joined them.
The picket line stretched for almost an entire block near the entrance to Wright State's campus. Lining the curb were hundreds of people cheering in support of striking faculty members. Among them was Dayton resident Ray Landis. Landis says he told his wife he joined the picket lines only if the strike was still happening on Monday.
And I'm very unhappy and a little bit surprised to see that there'd been virtually no progress made by today. That's why I'm here.
Wright State Earth Sciences professor Rebecca Teed says she intends to strike for as long as it takes for a contract agreement to be reached. In the meantime, she says she's been going through her textbooks, trying to figure out how to adjust her courses as the strike continues.
And I'm figuring out which chapters I'm going to have to cut from the curriculum. I'm like, but they need to know this, and they need to know that, and it's really hard.
Both sides failed to reach a deal even after hours of talks on Friday and Saturday. On Sunday, Wright State's Board of Trustees voted to approve the administration's latest contract offer and asked the union to do the same. But union leaders have said no vote will be held unless a tentative agreement is reached. There's no word yet on when negotiations will resume. For WISO, I'm April Leslie.